So I've got Sarah from the SPCA. Sorry, a little bit disorganized this morning because we've sort of had a few people come in and there's been a few changes with the microphones. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
All right. Now, what's going on at the SPCA?
Oh, business as usual, which is really fantastic. We've got cats up for adoption. We've got our op shop specials and stuff like that. But first of all, I really wanted to just put out a big thanks for Cupcake Day, which happened at the end of last month. That was really fantastic for us. Cool. Can you hear me a bit better now?
Yeah.
Excellent. Perfect. All right. As long as everyone can hear me saying thank you, Waiheke Island people, for supporting us, helping fight animal cruelty with cupcakes. It made a huge difference. So you might have seen us out on Monday, well, the last Monday of last month. I think it was the 25th. I forget. Selling cupcakes. And I just want to say thanks to the organisers, our bakers, our sellers, and most importantly, the people of Waiheke supported us by buying those cupcakes. We had a target of $2,000 and we made it. So still, you know, can't tick it off till the final count. We're still waiting on funds to come through. But at this stage, we're pretty pleased with the money that we were able to raise. And that money, I'm happy to say, will stay here on the island and go directly to keeping our centre, animal centre, and our inspector here on the island, providing the much-needed services to our animals, which is fantastic.
Do you have to fund yourself on the island?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, in the SPCA centres around New Zealand, all operate as individual businesses. So we're fully self-funded. We think it's important, and the Royal New Zealand SPCA thinks it's definitely important to have an SPCA specifically for Waiheke Island, because otherwise our closest one will be Auckland. Mm. Auckland is doing pretty well by themselves. but we do rely on donations. We don't get any money from the government to provide the services that we do have. Even just we only have one person who's paid, and that is our manager / animal inspector / op shop manager. Just she does everything pretty much, and the rest of it's totally reliant on volunteers who sort of, you know, change over as we go.
And your op shop does well, though. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
considering it's an op shop.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been doing much better in the last couple of weeks. We were pretty thin on the ground there over winter. And to end winter, unfortunately, we were broken into and some of our takings were stolen. So that was 2 weeks before Cupcake Day. So that means that Cupcake Day money pretty much just kept us above the line.
Oh, gosh. People are really awful, aren't they? Breaking in anywhere, but breaking into something that's mostly volunteers and helps little animals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many places that money goes to that's not seen by the public when they walk through the doors at the SPCA. There's vet bills. There's the expenses for just keeping up the centre, the electricity, the maintaining of the cars and the vehicles, and also to have one employed person here on site as well. So that's been fantastic for Cupcake Day. Our next fundraiser will be at the first week of November, which is the Paws Appeal Week. So you'll be expecting to see a lot of our volunteers out there shaking a few buckets, which will be fantastic. That's specifically for, we'll go into the cruelty fund for fighting for people, for prosecuting people.
And, do you have much of that on Waiheke?
You do definitely have the odd case, and that would definitely go under the radar if the inspector wasn't here. Not so much taking it to the point of prosecution and taking it to the courts. That's pretty serious stuff. Mm. It's a pretty lengthy, expensive process. But the inspector is called out most days to follow up on phone calls of complaints and, you know, just the odd little follow-up all over the island. So constantly phone calls all day from people around the place, and that keeps her definitely very busy just following those up.
All right. So that pause day is very, very important.
Yeah.
I gave a lot of money to the SPCA. Have I told you the story about how I gave a lot of money to the SPCA once?
No, but it sounds like a good story.
Well, Jules and I, we went to the SPCA to get a cat.
Yes.
And I thought, how much? Because in those days, you just decided what you gave people. So I was working, so I had a reasonable amount of money in my left-hand pocket. and the grocery money and everything I'd taken out for the weekend was in my right-hand pocket. We went in and we took two cats because they were brother and sister.
Yay!
And the sister stood in front of her brother and was not going to let us near him. And we had to take the both of them because that would have been cruel. So I give them the money. And the woman says, oh, thank you very much. This is wonderful. And I thought, wasn't a whole lot. So I got out in the car and discovered that I'd given her the grocery money. So I couldn't go back. I just had to go, let's go and get some more money.
Wrong pocket. Oopsie. Yeah,
never mind. I am actually sort of vaguely related to Robert Kerridge.
And
I saw him. And I used to do a lot of giving out funding to various organisations as part of a job. And so I reminded him about, I said, did he feel that surge of funding coming from Waiheke? And he did tell me there was no chance I'd ever get it back.
Oh, good. We've got to keep it. Probably already spent before it even came in.
It probably was. So that pause day is very good. And you've missing your own cat. Maybe you should tell people.
Oh,
up to it.
This is pretty heartbreaking. Yeah. So our fur baby Percy has been missing for just over a week. Went missing last Wednesday night. He is a grey. Sometimes you call him silver. The official name is Platinum Mink. Tonkinese cat.
Oh.
And so if anyone knows a Tonkinese cat or has a Burmese cat, so a Tonkinese is a cross between a Burmese and a Siamese, ultra friendly, like a little, having a companion dog, follows you everywhere. So as soon as he was missing for a few hours, we knew something wasn't quite right there.
Whereabouts has he gone missing, so people might look around?
He's gone missing from the Waiheke Island Resort, where he was pretty much almost the resort cat. Everyone knew him. He loved everybody. He's not much of a wanderer, although at this time of year he has been acting a little bit funny. He is microchipped and de-sexed. He's not wearing a collar. His name is Percy, but as you can hear, I've got a bit of a nasally voice, so it's like any high-pitched noise will probably bring him running. He's kind of dropped off the face of the planet since last Wednesday, so anybody in the Palm Beach area, if you've seen a Tonkinese cat, he loves to get into hiding places, cupboards, garages, you know, maybe if it was your holiday home or a batch that you closed up last Thursday, into cars. He also jumps into cars all the time, so he could be almost anywhere on the island. If you have been in the Palm Beach area on Thursday last week, take him up to the SPCA or to the local vet. He will be picked up. If not, he'll be recognised anyway.
They can. I had a cat missing, and when person came home, opened their garage, and there was my cat, most indignant.
Yeah. I just hope that, you know, we've done a lot of calling, and he's very vocal. So we don't have kids, and so he has been a fur baby to us. He's a very important part of our family. So if anyone take 5 minutes to check your shed.
Yeah, no, that's important because they can get into... And it happened to a friend of mine with a car and found a cat in her car.
Oh.
That was a bit of hard. She didn't want to lose it, but it wasn't happy. But she fixed it.
Yeah.
People care. They really do. So there we are. That's around in Palm Beach.
Yeah. We've got to keep our options open. Cats are cats. You never know. They're pretty resilient animals too. So could kind of the cat come back at any stage?
Yes.
But if you see him around, scoop him up, carry him around like a baby and take him to
SPCA. Everything works out for you with that. And it's good to be able to give out some. Because, of course, if people go away, they might go away and come back on the weekend. You know, they could be today or tomorrow, open up something and there he is. Because they don't seem to worry about it. They curl up somewhere and that's it.
Absolutely,
yeah. My cat likes the spare bedroom, and I've got to remember not to lock her in there. It's not quite as big, but you can be a bit. But if they're not around, it can get a bit of a concern,
Yeah, absolutely.
We just keep our fingers crossed for you.
Yeah. Oh, well, you'll see me down at the ferry terminal in the next couple of days handing out flyers as well. I've done a mailbox drop, and I didn't get a chance to get to the markets this week, but I might be there next Saturday if he hasn't come back. Yeah. Anyway, well, we've got some. We still have some cats who are looking for some good homes at the animal centre, just in the behind the op shop. We've got a very, very cute kitten at the moment called Minnie, who's absolutely adorable and has been with us for a couple of months as she's been adjusting and recovering and been through a bit of treatment. She's just very, very affectionate. She's looking for her forever home. She needs someone to play with. She needs to get out of this cage pretty soon as well. So if you are looking for a cat, we've definitely got a few of them down at the SPCA. We've got two others, older cats, Pepper and Frankie, who are all ready to go. And just like all our pets ready for adoption in their forever homes, they're all microchipped, vaccinated, defleed, dewormed, desexed, ready to go home with you today.
Sounds just like me. and I think that's good. An older cat can be quite a good option for somebody perhaps doesn't have children and doesn't want to go through the kitten stage, because that can be quite challenging.
Yeah.
And an older person with a cat that's a mature cat can be quite a good option, because they're house trained usually, and they're just usually cuddly and they don't claw too many things. Kittens can be quite a challenge.
Yeah.
But that's you need a few kids for that.
The older cats, they're low maintenance.
Yeah.
They're easy. If you just want a nice, furry, affectionate companion, you know, you don't have to, it's really, really low maintenance. Just pop some food out and cuddles whenever you need it.
Yeah.
That an older cat is definitely the way to go. Kittens are a lot of hard work, as cute as they are. And actually, just leading on from that, kitten season is coming up now. So Wellington SPCA has already reported their first couple of batches of kittens who have been found alone without a mother cat around. So this is definitely a push to get your cat de-sexed. So that we can just prevent these, well, unwanted births, really, and potential kittens left to starve out there. And,
is that much of a problem on the island?
Yeah, we do definitely get our fair share of kittens here on the island. And, I mean, we don't... This is starting to get a little bit of a crossover into Department of Conservation and Pest Control. We're all sort of three organisations working together for similar outcomes. So kittens out there and cats that haven't been de-sexed are going to cause a bit of a problem to our native wildlife. If we need to bring them in. For our aspect, we're an animal welfare organisation. So if kittens are born into the wild with no one to take care of them, it then becomes a welfare situation. So we really want to do our part too in helping out the native fauna, and that's please just bring cats in to be de-sexed.
Mm.
We just need to stop the population growth here on the island. It is still a problem.
Okay.
De-sex is the biggest thing.
Yeah, because sometimes male cats that haven't been de-sexed, they can be a real nuisance.
Oh, yeah, and they can be mean.
Oh, they can, really mean and not at all pleasant.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's one round my place somewhere, and I hear it howling and things, and I feel like I want to. But my cat's amazing. She the other day, a bird landed on the deck, hit the window, and landed on the deck, and was sort of, and she just went, "What's that?
What do I do with that?"
She's not even interested. Doesn't pay the slightest bit of attention to them.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Good, actually.
Yeah, definitely. There's still lots of research that needs to be done on.
Lots of birds around where I live, stacks of native birds.
Yeah.
And the concern was that she might even frighten them off. And there's pookickers wandering around and tuis and everything. And she doesn't pay any attention to them. I keep her in at night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Mainly it's a bit selfish because I like it.
That's the same thing with my cat too, actually.
Hop on my bed. But seeing, as I said to you before, $1,500 to have her fixed up after she had her accident, I sort of think I'll keep her inside. But she's worth every penny.
Absolutely.
That lady sitting out there, that's where I got it from.
Oh.
It's a family cat.
Yeah, they are. And that's
and
that's
her
what
name's Flossie.
Oh.
I didn't call her Flossie, but very frightened. And she's even frightened of me. At times, if I walk across the room, she looks at me like, "What are you doing? You're going to kill me."
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good. So they're definitely members of the family.
They
you know,
are,
the
aren't
animals.
They? Yeah.
So we just need to look after them and make sure we can. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I've just got one other event that we've got coming up for our animals. Everybody can get involved on this one, and that is pet blessing. We've got a pet blessing coming up on the Sunday, the 12th of October at 2 p.m.
Do our pets dress up as policemen?
For a blessing.
Oh.
I haven't actually taken a cat, or I've only had cats, so right. I haven't had the opportunity to take one to a blessing.
A blessing.
Blessing.
Why did I not? I thought it was policing. we're all going to dress up as policemen.
Well, you could dress your animal up, I suppose, too.
People do. I had a friend, their kids used to put clothes on the dog and paint its
Claws, like the things animals let us do to them, eh? It's hilarious.
Oh, so there's a blessing at the
At the Surfdale Hall, this one. So even if you're not of a particular religion or church or faith, you know, it's sometimes nice to come along and celebrate, you know, our animals and give out good vibes for animals together. It's the St. Francis, and I might say this wrong, St. Francis of Assisi.
That's right.
Assisi.
He was the
patron saint of animals. And so that's what the celebration is all about. If you have an animal you'd like to have blessed, because, you know, if they're, you know, a lot of us put our animals quite high on pedestals.
Yep, we do.
Come along and get them blessed and have a nice day and socialise and meet with other animals. Mm. That'll be 2 p.m. on Sunday, the 12th of October at the Surfdale Hall. So feel free to come on down and join in the fun and possibly a bit of chaos. And
would anyone bring their cats? I mean, you'd need to bring the cat in the cage, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. If you've got an animal like, small animal like that, you might want to put them into a cage. Or if you have an animal who wouldn't be comfortable and maybe freak out in that sort of situation, because there'll probably be a lot of noise. Because you can
dogs.
Even bring a photo along instead of your animal to be blessed.
Rabbits and chooks.
Yeah, yeah. So a little procession of animals
would
be great.
Be amazing.
Hopefully we'll get the Choral Society along. We're waiting to hear, sing a few songs, and it'll be a nice day out.
So when's that going to be?
So Sunday, the 12th of October at 2 p.m., our centre manager and inspector will be there doing a little bit of a speech.
Whoa.
And a welcome note as well, so you get to meet her.
Does she dress up in a uniform?
She'll probably be in a uniform. What if we can get her to dress up in an animal costume? I think those are even more fun.
One of those onesies with the ears and the tail.
Mm. Hey, that's welcomed by everybody. Everyone come down and dress up
That'd
and do that.
Yeah.
One last thing just before we go. I'm just trying to spin off as much information as I can because I won't be here for until another month's time. Mm. As volunteers, we urgently need volunteers, people who can can share some of their time, donate some of it. On a regular basis, a couple of hours, half a day, all day, to help out in our op shop. That is our main source of income. We are inundated with donations that need to be sorted on a daily basis for it to not become overwhelming and turn into a dump shop, which it quite often does.
And you don't want that, do you?
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, and just a word out to anyone who's giving any donations. We're not accepting any furniture at this stage unless by prior arrangement with the centre manager. Mm. So please, we can't have just things dumped in front of the
store. It just seems like an option just to drop it in front of you and you'll take it to the tip.
Yeah, absolutely. And that costs us money and manpower, which a lot of our volunteers, you know,
are not up to that.
Are not able to shift all that gear.
And you don't take electrical goods.
And we don't take electrical goods. Yeah, that's
dangerous.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, there we are.
Yeah.
So you've done a great job this morning. So just, you've got, isn't any of this on a website, a local website?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the best way of communication with us and putting the word out there is most people on Waiheke are very Facebook active.
They are.
Our Facebook page is just Waiheke Island SPCA. It won't be too hard to find. Like us, that's the most up-to-date information on, you know,
Brilliant.
Pets Up for Adoption and word on the op shop. We do have a website. It's because we're run by volunteers. That's me when I have the free time to update that website. and that's Waiheke Island SPCA. waihikespca.co.nz.
But Facebook sounds the one that's...
Facebook's definitely
Facebook's
the way to go.
Isn't it, really?
You can message us. We're on that almost every day. That's the easiest way to communicate.
Even I've managed to get on Facebook and follow relatives overseas. And a friend of mine who swore would never get on Facebook, oh my goodness, she's deluging us with things. Well, thank you very, very much for coming in.
Oh, thanks
and,
for having me.
We'll check up on things and we could be back. You could be back in another month.
Yep. I'd love to. That would be fantastic.